I almost quit Valuable. I was so discouraged by how much work and effort it took to create a quality book review, I justified I just didn't have the time. Besides, who was gonna wanna listen to me anyways? I'm no Tony Robbins. I was worried I wasn't smart enough. I might misinterpret an author, or people would find flaws in my work. My fear of being vulnerable and public failure made me want to give up my dream. One of the books I read inspired me to quit my negative mindset, that is. Fortunately, Valuable is all about growth and overcoming our own inner obstacles, and today we're talking about a book that inspired me to do just that, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Dr. Carol S. Dweck. Let's compare the two mindsets she discovered in her research. A fixed mindset individual believes their qualities are carved in stone, and they have the tendency to place concrete labels on themselves and others, labels such as I'm smart or she's stupid. The growth mindset, on the other hand, believes traits and skills can be cultivated, and they have the tendency to evaluate their current abilities, identify areas that can use improvement, believing progress is possible. A test may define your current abilities, but not who you are, and certainly not what you will become. The fixed mindset has the desire to prove themselves to others, whether in business, in school, or in relationships. Feeling the need to prove oneself is dangerous. It leads to the belief that some people are superior and others inferior. Also, it creates dependency on other people's validation for your own worth. The fixed mindset individuals are competitive with other people, but growth mindset individuals are more competitive with themselves. Growth mindset isn't concerned with proving themselves to others, but rather learning, growing, and proving to themselves they have the power to achieve what they desire. The fear of other people's negative perceptions doesn't stop them from volunteering ideas in a meeting, raising their hand in class, or opening a new business venture. Fixed mindset is afraid of being wrong, and it holds them down. The growth mindset is afraid of being stagnant for too long, and it propels them forward. The fixed mindset values talent over effort, believing real talent is innate and therefore should come easily. It could be learning a new instrument, a new subject, or even a relationship. If it requires work, fixed mindset believes it just isn't meant to be, and is more likely to give up, meaning they won't be able to reach their full potential. A side effect of this thinking is what Carol calls the low effort syndrome. Their goal is to eliminate risk and effort by not trying anything new or challenging, avoiding at all costs putting themselves in a position to show flaws. The growth mindset values effort over talent, believing that talent is given but skill is earned. The growth mindset is willing to work for what they want, and therefore they have the ability to accomplish their hard-to-reach goals. The fixed mindset says effort will reduce you. The growth mindset says effort will improve you. Failure is the ultimate judge and jury for the fixed mindset. Flunk a test and they're stupid, get broken up with and they're unlovable, make a mistake and they just don't have what it takes. To avoid failure, they inadvertently avoid growth. They run from challenges, shrink from criticism, and even dislike or avoid successful people. Successful people are a threat that can reduce them in their own eyes. Whereas the growth mindset becomes inspired by challenges they face. They seek not just challenge, but they also are seeking out and inspired by successful people. If growth mindset fails a test, gets fired, divorced, it hurts. It's terrible, but it doesn't define them. The fixed mindset allows failure to define them. The growth mindset allows failure to refine them. Ultimately, the fixed mindset whispers, you're either born with success or you're not, and the growth mindset declares, success is a choice, and you and only you get to choose for yourself if you will be successful. So which mindset do you identify with more? Do you believe your intelligence and abilities are carved in stone or can improve with deliberate effort? Do you always try to prove how smart, pretty, funny you are to others, or are you constantly trying to improve for your own well-being? Is it better to be a natural-born talent or a self-made talent? Does failure define and reduce you, or refine and inspire you? And don't worry, it's normal to see yourself a little bit in both, especially in different areas of your life. But what is most important is to recognize Carol's wisdom. She wrote, You have a choice. Mindsets are just beliefs. They're powerful beliefs, but just something in your mind, and you can change your mind. So how do you change your mindset? And don't worry, this is on the actualization worksheet. Step one is to learn to hear your fixed mindset voice. Hear the labels you put on yourself and recognize the fear of failure and the fear of other people's opinions that's holding you back. Step two is to recognize that you have a choice, whether it's a physical skill like skiing or a mental skill like understanding information or a social skill such as interacting with the opposite sex. Whatever it is, you can learn to improve from your current ability. Step three is to talk back with a growth mindset voice. So for example, if you fail a test, the fixed mindset says you suck, you failed the test. But that needs to change to, that wasn't easy, what else do I still need to learn to improve for the next time? Which brings us to step four. Now we need to take the growth mindset action. So in our example of failing a test, actually study what you got wrong, even if you're not going to be retested on the material. Please do the actualization worksheet and make sure to check out my Eureka moment on praise, which was inspired by this book. Praise is an unassuming yet often damaging influence over our own mindset development and our children's mindset development. So if you're a parent, I especially think you should watch this Eureka moment. Let's end with a quote from Carol. Mindset change is not about picking up a few pointers here and there. It's about seeing things in a new way. When people change to a growth mindset, they change from a judge and be judged framework to a learn and help learn framework. Their commitment is to growth, and growth takes plenty of time, effort, and mutual support. Carol Dweck. Thank you so much for joining me. I truly hope that Valuable is providing you information that is growing your growth mindset, as well as a community that's helping you with mutual support. Now you make it a great day.